Hello and welcome to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Ethan Hausman-Markeeks, medical innovator, aesthetic pioneer, and lifelong student of the human body and its incredible potential. Broadcasting from the Catalyst Clinic with locations in London, New York, and Amsterdam, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unlocking the secrets of living not just longer, but better. In today's episode, we'll be focusing on gene editing, a revolutionary technology that is reshaping our understanding of genetics and its role in aging. As we dive deeper into this topic, we'll discuss how gene editing techniques, such as CRISPR, are not only changing the way we approach genetic diseases, but are also being investigated for their potential to slow down the aging process itself. The relevance of gene editing to aging cannot be overstated. With the global population aging rapidly, the quest for longer, healthier lives has never been more critical. Understanding how gene editing can be applied to combat age-related diseases may hold the key to unlocking significant advancements in longevity medicine. As we navigate through this rapidly evolving field, it's essential to stay informed about current research and breakthroughs. The science of gene editing is advancing at an unprecedented pace, with new findings emerging regularly. By keeping abreast of these developments, we can better appreciate the potential impacts on our health and well-being as we age. So whether you're a seasoned expert or just curious about the intersection of genetics and longevity, this episode promises to be both informative and thought-provoking. Get ready to explore the cutting-edge research that could redefine what it means to grow older. Now let's jump into our discussion. In this segment, we're going to delve into the foundational concepts of gene editing, what it is, how it works, and why it's so significant in our quest to understand and potentially extend human longevity. To start, let's define gene editing. At its core, gene editing refers to a variety of techniques that allow scientists to make precise changes to the DNA of an organism. This could involve adding new genes, removing or altering existing ones, or even repairing damaged DNA. The ultimate goal of gene editing is to correct genetic defects, treat and prevent the spread of diseases, and improve biological functions. One of the most exciting aspects of gene editing is its potential application in longevity medicine. By targeting the genetic factors that contribute to aging and age-related diseases, researchers aim to develop therapies that can not only extend lifespan, but also enhance the quality of life as we age. Now, let's talk about one of the most groundbreaking tools in gene editing, CRISPR, short for Clustered Regularly Interspaced, short palindromic repeats. CRISPR is a revolutionary technology that allows for extremely precise alterations to DNA. The power of CRISPR lies in its simplicity and versatility. It uses a guide RNA to identify the specific DNA sequence that needs to be edited, and then an enzyme called Cas9 acts like a pair of molecular scissors to cut the DNA at that exact location. This enables scientists to add, delete, or alter genes with unprecedented accuracy. The significance of CRISPR technology in the realm of aging cannot be overstated. It opens the door to targeted therapies that could address the genetic underpinnings of age-related conditions such as Alzheimer's, cardiovascular diseases, and more. By understanding and manipulating the genes that influence aging, we could potentially slow down the biological clock and enhance our overall health span. To appreciate the impact of CRISPR and gene editing more broadly, it's essential to look back at the history of this field. The journey began in the early 1970s with the advent of recombinant DNA technology, which allowed scientists to combine DNA from different organisms. This was a pivotal moment as it laid the groundwork for future genetic engineering techniques. In the 1990s, the development of zinc finger nucleuses and TALENs further advanced gene editing capabilities, enabling more targeted modifications to the genome. However, these techniques were often complex, time-consuming, and less efficient. The real game changer arrived in 2012 with the introduction of CRISPR-Cas9. Researchers Jennifer Doudna and Emmanuel Charpentier published a groundbreaking paper that demonstrated how CRISPR could be harnessed for gene editing in a lab setting. This innovation has since sparked a revolution in genetics, earning them the prestigious Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2020. Since then, we've seen an explosion of research and applications of CRISPR technology across various fields, from agriculture to medicine. The ability to edit genes quickly and accurately has opened up new avenues for scientific exploration and therapeutic development. As we continue to explore the relationship between gene editing and aging, it's crucial to understand these foundational concepts. The potential of gene editing, especially with tools like CRISPR, holds great promise in redefining our approach to health and longevity. In this segment, we're going to explore the current state of research in gene editing as it relates to aging. We'll highlight some recent studies, discuss specific genes that are being targeted in aging-related research, and examine animal studies that show promise for extending lifespan through gene editing. Let's begin with a look at some recent studies that have made waves in the field. One notable study conducted by researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, focused on using CRISPR technology to edit genes associated with aging in mice. The researchers targeted the P16INK4A gene, which is known to play a role in cellular senescence, a process where cells lose their ability to divide and function properly. In their experiments, they found that by deleting this gene, they could reverse signs of aging in the mice, such as improved tissue function and increased physical activity. This study not only highlights the potential of gene editing to combat the effects of aging, but also opens the door for further exploration of therapies that could be developed for humans. Another exciting study from Harvard Medical School investigated the SIRT6 gene, which is linked to longevity and metabolic health. Researchers utilized CRISPR to enhance the expression of this gene in mice, and the results were promising. The mice exhibited improved metabolic profiles, increased stress resistance, and even enhanced lifespan. These findings suggest that manipulating this gene could lead to breakthroughs in developing strategies to extend healthy lifespan in humans. Now, let's dive a bit deeper into some specific genes that researchers are focusing on in their quest to understand aging. TP53, often referred to as the guardian of the genome, the TP53 gene plays a critical role in regulating the cell cycle and preventing tumor formation. Studies have shown that manipulating this gene can influence cellular aging and longevity, making it a significant target for research related to age-related diseases. FOXO3. Known to be associated with longevity in several populations worldwide, the FOXO3 gene is involved in regulating various cellular processes, including stress resistance and apoptosis. Research indicates that enhancing the activity of this gene could lead to increased lifespan and improved health during aging. LMNA. Mutations in the LMNA gene are linked to various premature aging disorders, such as progeria. Understanding how this gene affects cellular aging could provide insights into potential interventions that may help mitigate age-related decline. By targeting these and other genes, researchers aim to uncover the intricate genetic networks that dictate aging processes and how they might be modified to promote longevity. Next, let's take a closer look at some animal studies that have shown promise in extending lifespan through gene editing. One landmark study published in Nature involved the use of CRISPR to delete the mTOR gene in mice. The mTOR pathway is crucial in regulating growth and metabolism, and it has been implicated in the aging process. In this study, mice that had the mTOR gene knocked out exhibited a significant increase in lifespan, about 25% longer than their non-edited counterparts. Additionally, these mice demonstrated improved metabolic health and resistance to age-related diseases, highlighting the potential for mTOR manipulation in longevity research. Another fascinating study involved editing the Klotho gene, which has been associated with aging and cognitive function. Researchers found that increasing the expression of the Klotho gene in mice resulted in improved cognitive abilities and extended lifespan. This suggests that genetic modifications targeting specific pathways related to aging can yield significant benefits for health span and lifespan. As we can see, the current state of research in gene editing related to aging is incredibly promising, with ongoing studies focusing on key genes and animal models yielding encouraging results. The potential applications of these breakthroughs in human longevity medicine are immense. In this segment, we'll discuss the implications of gene editing for human aging. We'll explore the potential benefits for age-related diseases, delve into the ethical considerations surrounding this technology, and examine the societal implications of gene editing in the context of longevity medicine. Let's start by examining the potential benefits of gene editing for age-related diseases. As our understanding of genetics and aging deepens, we're beginning to see how gene editing techniques like CRISPR could offer transformative therapies for conditions that significantly impact our aging population. Alzheimer's disease. Currently affecting millions of people worldwide, Alzheimer's disease is characterized by the accumulation of amyloid plaques and tau tangles in the brain. Research has indicated that certain genetic factors, such as variations in the APOE gene, can increase the risk of developing Alzheimer's. Gene editing holds the promise of directly targeting these genetic predispositions, potentially preventing or even reversing the onset of the disease. Heart disease. Heart disease remains a leading cause of mortality among older adults. Gene editing could enable precise modifications to genes linked to cardiovascular health, such as those regulating cholesterol levels or inflammation. By correcting genetic mutations or enhancing beneficial gene expressions, we could mitigate the risk factors associated with heart disease and improve overall heart health in aging populations. Other age-related conditions. In addition to Alzheimer's and heart disease, gene editing may also play a role in treating other age-related conditions, such as osteoporosis, diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. As researchers continue to identify the genetic underpinnings of these diseases, the potential for targeted gene therapies becomes more tangible. While the potential benefits of gene editing for age-related diseases are promising, we must also consider the ethical implications and societal issues that arise from its application. One of the foremost concerns with gene editing is safety. While CRISPR technology offers precision, there is still the risk of off-target effects, unintended alterations to the genome that could lead to harmful consequences. Ensuring the safety of gene editing procedures, particularly in humans, is imperative. Rigorous testing and long-term studies are necessary to evaluate the potential risks before these therapies can be widely implemented. Another significant ethical consideration is the debate over designer genes. As gene editing technology advances, the possibility of enhancing specific traits such as intelligence, physical abilities, or appearance raises profound ethical questions. Who gets to decide which traits are desirable? How do we prevent a society where access to genetic enhancements creates further inequalities? The potential for creating a divide between those who can afford gene editing therapies and those who cannot pose as serious societal challenges. This leads us to the issue of equitable access. As with many medical advancements, there's a risk that gene editing therapies may only be available to wealthy individuals or those in developed countries, exacerbating existing health disparities. It's crucial for policymakers, scientists, and ethicists to work together to ensure that the benefits of gene editing are accessible to all, regardless of socioeconomic status. This includes addressing the regulatory frameworks that govern the development and distribution of gene editing technologies. As we can see, the implications of gene editing for human aging are vast and multifaceted. While the potential benefits for treating age-related diseases like Alzheimer's and heart disease are exciting, we must tread carefully. Ethical considerations around safety, societal implications, and equitable access to therapies are vital discussions that need to be addressed as we move forward in this field. In this segment, we'll dive into the critical topic of public perception and acceptance of gene editing technologies. As we explore this subject, we'll discuss how gene editing is viewed by the general public, the challenges in effectively communicating scientific advancements, and the role that media and misinformation play in shaping these perceptions. To begin, it's essential to understand how gene editing is perceived by the public. The perception of gene editing can vary widely, influenced by factors such as cultural beliefs, educational background, and personal experiences. On one hand, many people view gene editing as a groundbreaking advancement with the potential to revolutionize medicine and improve quality of life. They're excited about the prospects of treating genetic diseases, extending healthy lifespans, and enhancing overall well-being. However, there are also significant concerns. Many individuals express apprehension about the ethical implications of gene editing. For instance, the idea of designer babies, where parents could choose specific genetic traits for their children, raises fears about the potential for social inequality and the moral consequences of playing with human genetics. Additionally, some people worry about the safety of these technologies and the unintended consequences that could arise from altering the human genome. This brings us to the challenges faced in effectively communicating scientific advancements, like gene editing, to a general audience. Science communication is a delicate balance. It requires not only conveying complex information in an accessible manner, but also engaging the public's emotions and addressing their concerns. Gene editing involves intricate scientific concepts and terminology that can be difficult for non-experts to understand. When scientists present their work, they often use technical language that may alienate or confuse the general public. To bridge this gap, it's crucial for scientists and communicators to simplify their language and use relatable analogies. Given the rapid pace of scientific advancements, there can be a general fear or mistrust of new technologies. Many people worry about the implications of gene editing on health and society at large. Addressing these fears requires transparent discussions about risks, ethical considerations, and the regulatory processes in place to ensure safety. Engaging the public in meaningful conversations about gene editing is essential. This can involve workshops, public forums, and educational programs that allow individuals to ask questions, express concerns, and learn more about the science behind these technologies. Building trust through open dialogue is vital in fostering acceptance. As we've seen, public perception and acceptance of gene editing are complex and multifaceted. While many people recognize the potential benefits of this technology, there are also significant concerns that need to be addressed. Effective science communication, responsible media representation, and proactive efforts to combat misinformation are crucial in shaping a well-informed public dialogue about gene editing and its implications for aging and longevity medicine. In this segment, we'll explore the future directions of gene editing and aging research. We'll discuss predictions for the next decade, potential breakthroughs, and their implications for longevity medicine. Plus, I'll share a call to action for our listeners on how to stay informed and engaged with these exciting advancements in science. As we look ahead, the next decade promises to be transformative for gene editing and aging research. Here are a few key predictions. With ongoing advancements in CRISPR technology and other gene editing tools, we can expect improvements in the precision and safety of genetic modifications. Researchers are actively working on developing next-generation gene editing technologies that will minimize off-target effects and enhance the accuracy of edits. This will pave the way for safer applications in humans. The scope of gene editing applications in aging research will continue to broaden. We can anticipate targeted therapies for a range of age-related diseases, such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and various forms of cancer, becoming more prevalent. The focus will shift towards not only treating these conditions, but also preventing them by addressing their genetic underpinnings. As our understanding of genetics deepens, the integration of gene editing into personalized medicine will become more common. Tailoring therapies based on an individual's genetic makeup will allow for more effective interventions. This means that within the next decade, we could see gene editing therapies that are specifically designed for individuals based on their unique genetic profiles, making treatments more effective and reducing side effects. Now, let's discuss some potential breakthroughs that could significantly impact longevity medicine. One area of research that holds great promise is targeting cellular senescence, the process by which cells lose their ability to divide and function properly. If researchers can develop effective gene therapies to eliminate or rejuvenate senescent cells, we may be able to delay the onset of age-related diseases and improve overall health span. This could lead to not just longer lives, but healthier lives as well. Breakthroughs in enhancing the body's natural DNA repair mechanisms could revolutionize our approach to aging. By genetically modifying cells to improve their ability to repair DNA damage, we may significantly reduce the accumulation of genetic mutations that contribute to aging and age-related diseases. This could lead to advancements in therapies that maintain cellular integrity over time. Advances in gene editing could also impact regenerative medicine. By combining gene editing with stem cell therapy, scientists could develop innovative treatments for degenerative diseases, potentially regenerating damaged tissues and organs. This would not only address age-related ailments, but could also improve the quality of life for individuals with chronic conditions. As we conclude this segment, I want to encourage our listeners to stay informed and engaged with advancements in science, particularly in gene editing and aging research. Here are a few ways you can do that. Stay updated by following credible scientific journals, reputable news outlets, and organizations focused on genetics and aging research. Subscribing to newsletters or podcasts that cover these topics can help keep you informed about the latest breakthroughs and developments. Don't hesitate to engage in conversations about gene editing, aging, and their implications. Whether it's with friends, family, or online communities, discussing these topics can help spread awareness and foster a better understanding of the science behind them. Support policies and initiatives that promote responsible research and equitable access to scientific advancements. Engaging with local representatives or participating in public forums can amplify your voice in the conversation about the future of gene editing and longevity medicine. Science is always evolving, and staying open to new information and perspectives is crucial. As new discoveries unfold, be willing to adapt your understanding and embrace the potential that gene editing holds for improving health and longevity. In summary, The future of gene editing in aging research is bright, with exciting predictions and potential breakthroughs on the horizon. By staying informed and engaged, we can all play a part in shaping the conversation around these advancements and their implications for longevity medicine. Gene editing is revolutionizing science, offering tools like CRISPR that target genes related to aging. This technology holds the promise of not only extending lifespans, but also improving health by addressing age-related diseases such as Alzheimer's, cancer, and heart disease. Recent studies in animal models show encouraging results, suggesting breakthroughs in longevity medicine are within reach. However, this progress comes with complexities and challenges. Ethical concerns, such as the possibility of designer babies, raise questions about the societal consequences of genetic alterations. Safety is another critical issue, as unintended effects of gene editing must be rigorously tested before human application. Additionally, equitable access to these advancements remains a pressing concern. Public perception and understanding play a significant role in shaping the future of gene editing. While many are excited about its potential, fear and mistrust persist, often fueled by misinformation and sensationalized media. Complex scientific language and the rapid pace of innovation can further alienate the public. Clear communication, responsible reporting, and public engagement are essential to foster understanding and trust. Looking ahead, the next decade promises advancements in gene editing precision, safety, and personalized medicine. Potential breakthroughs include targeted therapies for cellular senescence, enhanced DNA repair mechanisms to slow aging, and regenerative medicine to restore damaged tissues and organs. To shape the future of longevity medicine, it's vital for individuals to stay informed and involved. Follow credible sources, engage in discussions, advocate for ethical practices, and remain open to learning. Gene editing's impact on aging is not solely in the hands of scientists. It's a collective journey. By understanding and supporting these advancements, we can all contribute to the future of healthier, longer lives.